This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The 89th Annual Illinois FFA Convention is underway in Springfield with chapters from across the state attending. A number of local FFA members received state FFA degrees, which is the highest level of membership a state can bestow upon its members. Members are selected based on community service, supervised agricultural experiences or record books, and ag classes. Well, the Nokomis FFA was fortunate enough to have three members receive state degrees. This morning, we'll hear from those recipients and their newly elected chapter president. First up for the chapter is Cameron Gross.
Yes, I was in nursery operations. I worked at Nokomis Gift and Garden for Tom and Lola Spears, where I filled pots, watered plants, transplanted plants, just help operate the greenhouse operation.
How many years did you have that record book? Was it all throughout high school, or was it something new?
Yes, I had it all throughout high school. This year is my fourth year working at the garden shop, but I've had a record book for 3 years over it.
So looking back on your experience at Nokomis Gift and Garden and your experience in FFA, tell us about it, and what are your thoughts as you're moving forward on to college?
It's definitely helped me out a lot. It's gave me good leadership skills and good responsibility skills that I'm definitely going to learn or need later on down in life.
You're going to college. You're going to start this fall, as you told me. What are you going into?
Yeah, I'm going into fire science and hopefully get my paramedic license also.
All right. Any other final thoughts or things that you'd like to share with us, Cameron? Shaking his head no. All right, next up is Mason Fesser. Mason, you, as I said, have also graduated, receiving your state degree as well. So tell us about your record book and what you're receiving that degree for.
Yeah, my record book is in environmental sciences and natural resources. It's my third summer working at Indian Springs Golf Course. And the reason I'm in environmental sciences and natural resources is because it's my job to recycle all the cans and collect all the litter around the golf course.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the state degree. It's a great honor to be receiving that. I'll ask you the same thing as Cameron. Looking back on your experiences in FFA, what were maybe some of your favorite things, or what have you learned by being a member of this association?
Well, my favorite things have probably been competing in the contest, especially dairy foods and agronomy, since we won both those contests both times we participated, and it was also fun placing in the top 10 in both of them.
And how do you think your record book or earning the state degree will help you in the future?
Well, it'll definitely help me better with the interview processes, so that'll definitely be helpful in the future.
Awesome. And as you are moving forward, you're also going to be attending school this fall. Where are you going to be attending, and right now, what's your major going to be?
Well, agriculture will be a huge part of my future. I'm starting off at Lincoln Land for 2 years. And then after Lincoln Land, I'm going to go to a bigger university in Carbondale or U of I, probably. I'm not sure exactly what ag field yet, but it's definitely going to be something to do with agriculture.
Well, great. Mason, we wish you the best of luck, and we're going to move to our third state degree recipient. We'll be talking with Ryan Archibald. Ryan, tell us about your state degree and your record book. What are you receiving that award for?
So I'll be receiving my state degree for dairy production and beef placement. I've done beef placement since my freshman year up to my senior year, and I've done dairy production for the past 2 years.
So dairy production, does your family have a dairy, or do you work for someone?
I work for Dave Schweitzer. He's out in the Witt area.
That's a lot of hard work, I think, right?
Yes, it is. It takes a lot of time to run a dairy farm.
Talk to us a little bit about the work that you did there. Did you help with milking and feeding, or what all did you do?
I did a little bit of everything, a lot of milking during the summers. You're doing a lot of baling and feeding calves, you know, as usual, you know, chores in the morning and evening.
I think you're going to carry the experiences you've had through your record books forward with you, and what are some of the things that you've learned?
Oh, yeah, definitely going to take, you know, into my next coming years the experiences I've had with FFA, and especially a state degree. You know, it takes a lot to, you know, get the courage to go up there, talk in an interview, you know, especially the organizational skills that you're going to get doing your record books. And yeah, it's definitely something you can take forth in the coming years, for sure.
Well, that's great to hear. As far as your future plans, you've also just recently graduated high school. What are your plans going forward?
I plan to attend Lincoln Land for 2 years, pursuing ag business, and then after that I'd love to go to the U of I, actually.
Awesome. Well, congratulations, Ryan, and we wish you the best of luck. And now we're going to talk with someone who's actually still in high school, a current Nokomis FFA member and an officer, Cody Nodal. Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself and your role with the chapter this year.
Well, I'm the son of Mark and Julie Nodal, and I've grown up on a soybean and corn farm and also raised cattle all my life, and that's kind of what my record books have done also. I've got about a dozen cows myself, and then I also help plant the corn and soybeans and then harvest them in the fall every year.
And what office are you holding this year?
I'm currently the 2017-2018 chapter president.
Awesome. Well, I want to go back to talking about your experience on the farm and raising your cattle, because county show season is starting up, and I know your family is big and with showing cows.
Yeah, we are. We just attended a Simmental preview show last weekend, and this next week we have the Montgomery County Fair coming up that we will be there.
Awesome. So a lot of practice that goes into that, or what's it like leading up to going to those fairs and shows?
Yeah, there's a lot of practice, a lot of late nights spent out in the barn, and a lot of time leading, working on the cattle, exercising, brushing. It's takes a lot of work, but it's always worth it.
Talking now about your role with the FFA chapter and serving as president, what are you looking forward to this year as you serve in that position?
Well, right now we're looking forward to an officer retreat probably later on this summer, and then in the fall some chapter meetings where we'll probably raise some food for the food pantry, or just have some just fun chapter meetings like dodgeball or bonfires and things like that.
Cody, I guess a final question for you. I know you've been involved with FFA for a few years now. What has been your favorite experience, or what do you like the most about being here at State Convention in Springfield?
Well, I really like competing in the CDEs and FFA, and coming up here to State Convention, I really like seeing a lot of friends that I wouldn't otherwise see in FFA.
Cameron Gross, Mason Fesser, Ryan Archibald, and Cody Nodal of the Nokomis FFA. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.